got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
And I'll be honest, I'm terrified.
You should be.
I'm very scared.
Good.
You have had a... What's the opposite of good energy? Bad energy week.
Wow.
Lots of aggression coming my way.
It's just people need to do the things I ask of them, Tim.
Yeah. So this is what I mean. And normally on Thursdays when we disagree on something, we use this segment. And I go, you know what? If I'm going to fire up once a week, mm-hmm. I can manage it. Because what's the worst that can happen? But I happen to always be the closest person to you when things go wrong. I feel like an anger sponge right now.
Yeah, look, I'm not a pressure player by any means. Mm. But I think we still need to. It's Thursday, Tim. Mm. We need to open the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
Whatever you say. Don't want to say anything against you.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. If we disagree throughout the week, we stop and we go, you know what, no. Let's get someone else to decide who's right because we're not going to get anywhere. We're both very stubborn people. That's why we use the courtroom of Tim and Jess.
522-232-955. First caller through is our judge. They have the final say no matter what their opinion is.
That's the best way because then we don't resent each other. Yep. We resent the stranger that called the show.
Now, this one all started because of yet another... little niggling argument between me and my boyfriend, Akshay.
Is everything okay? Just want to ask. You've moved in the line together for like 2 months ago. Everything all right?
Everything's fine.
Except, I'm just going to say, since you've moved in together, a lot of the disagreements we've been having like domestic conversations and household chores, right. But sure.
We have a dishwasher in our new place together and I have been banned from using the dishwasher because I don't stack it properly and things never come out clean when you do it. And I had the audacity, Tim, to try and tell my partner, Akshay, that he was putting the dishwashing tablet in the wrong part of the dishwasher.
Because would you say you prefer a tablet than a powder?
We just go tablets because that's what we've always purchased. Yeah. And so I said to him, why don't you put the tablet in the special little tablet compartment?
That's little drawer.
That's where it goes. You clip it in. You're safe in there. Close the door. Let the dishwasher do their thing. Right. And he said, no. It gets cleaner if you just throw it in the bottom of the dishwasher. And I'm in a fighting mood this week. So I went straight to the internet and found just several sources of like very prominent people in the dishwasher community.
I would love to know who these people are because I've never heard anyone say that sentence out loud.
Prominent members of the dishwashing community.
That's the most wild thing I've ever heard.
And they said that if you don't put it into the little cabinet, then it doesn't release at the right time and you'll lose most of the detergent in the rinsing section of the dishwashing party.
Yes, you sound informed.
So
I was saying,
put it in the little cabinet.
When you were yelling about this at me, I thought, well, from what I use powder, and what I do is I put a little bit of powder in the drawer and then I put some powder also in the base. But
when you put it in the base, that's all getting washed away. So you may as well just put it all in the drawer.
Can I speak?
No.
I'm 50% of the show and I feel like it's weird that I have to ask permission to get my side out. What I wanted to say is that when I have used tablets, I have read and I've seen that it's more beneficial potentially to put it, say, at the bottom because it releases it. And it doesn't dissolve immediately, so you get that kind of detergent in there and where you're waiting for the door to open. You're waiting for the clock to go cuckoo before anything's properly cleaned.
I didn't realise you knew more about dishwashers than the dishwashing experts.
Sorry. just feel quite scared. But please help. 522-232-955. The first person to call through, they're the judge today. They get to decide.
The Honourable Judge Abby from Herne Hill is presiding, Tim.
Yes. First person to call through. This is how it always works.
Thank you so much for being here today.
No, thank you for having me.
Now, Abby, I believe you've asked Jess for us to refer to you as Judge Judy. Is that?
I mean, if you feel comfortable saying it, sure. I won't not answer.
All right. Your Honourable Judge Judy, what you say and what you deliver today is going to become law across Geelong and the Surf Coast. So mm-hmm. you understand the pressure and the weight that comes with that?
I'm down. Okay. I'm with the responsibility.
The classic Judge Judy yeah. catchphrase of I'm down.
Your Honour, talk us through your expertise when it comes to dishwashers. Have you got a dishwasher yourself?
I do. I have lived in this same rental house for 5 years and I've had about four dishwashers.
Oh.
Because they all, I mean, I either like them or I don't.
And are you more inclined to use powder or the little pods?
I mean, I use the tablets only because it's like $20 for 100 at the reject shop.
Sure. Okay. Well, all good right. plug well, for the so reject shop.
This is a perfect person to be proceeding today, Jess. So, yeah. Abby/Judge Judy, when it comes to using dishwasher tablets, do they go in the little drawer or can you just throw them into the bottom of the dishwasher?
Why would they make the drawer if it didn't go there?
Why would they? Why would they? I feel vindicated.
Honestly. And it's powder. It's got to mix with the water. If it's just you're relying on steam and the water to go straight down back the drain.
Yeah. It doesn't clean it properly, does it, Judge Judy?
Yeah, it's cleaning your drain, not your dishes.
Okay, because Abby,
we're hearing the jury in the background.
Yeah, Abby, I until maybe only 2 years ago, was not fully aware that the dishwashers didn't fully consume themselves with water.
Oh, yeah. How's this, Abby? Tim thought that they filled up completely like washing machines.
Mm.
Oh, gosh, if you put bubbles in there, like dishwashing liquid, it will.
Yeah.
But that will mess up your kitchen.
And that's why maybe you've had five dishwashers in the last 4 years, Abby.
No, that's what happened to the first one.
Okay, all right. Well, Your Honour, it becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula. So thank you very much for coming into the courtroom of Tim and Jess today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I don't know if you actually realise something really special happened last night. You actually got to witness something for a first in my life.
Oh.
And I can't believe. So I'm 30 years old and I've never had this before. And I feel like I was getting eyes of maybe you're a bit too old to be doing this. Mm-hmm. But for the first time in my life, I created a secret handshake with another person.
Oh God, it was so pathetic.
It's definitely not complex.
Right.
But because it's my first one, I feel like it's allowed to...
You don't have one with your partner?
With my wife?
Yeah.
Nah, our secret handshake's more with the lips.
Okay. I didn't have it.
My partner, did my wife, yes.
No, because like me and Akshay have...
Your boyfriend?
Yeah, we have. Well, it's not so secret. We do it in public, but.
Oh, but yeah, it's called a secret handshake, but it's not necessary. Like, I'm not going to go, come around the corner. Like, you know, slap the knuckles and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Can you remember? It was low end, I'll be honest, but do you remember what you saw?
So you went to do a fist bump,
mm-hmm.
and instead of doing the fist bump, you went past each other. And well, no, opened
you
fist.
Kind of, your knuckles kind of, they kiss. It's kind of like I'll come around.
Okay, here we
and
go.
I'll show it to you.
It was, look, while Tim's away from a mic, it was a little pathetic. And it was too
away from the microphone doesn't mean I can't hear you. So,
okay. So it was a punch
and then
together.
Through hand, like jazz fingers almost.
Yeah.
Bring it back and then.
Okay. Oof. Oh, Jesus. I'm going to admit, the jazz hands make it a little classier.
All right. We'll go one more time.
Okay, yep.
All right. Knuckles through. But let's try and, like, I've just seen
okay.
you.
Oh, hey, what's up?
We're just at the local lawn bowling club.
Lawn bowls.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
My best friend, Jess.
Hello, my best friend, Tim. Oh, my God. It hurts so much. Why the slap on the back?
Because I'm embracing my friend, my best friend, Toby.
Is 30 too old to be, for the first time ever, starting a secret handshake?
Did you not have friends growing up?
Yeah, but we just like, you know, most boys do until they're about 18. No touch.
Oh, just, don't touch me. Yuck.
You always hug and you kind of have your pelvis. You're like, oh, yeah, that's a good hug.
Yeah,
there.
Good.
It's 2003. This was normal. So now I'm considering making secret handshakes with pretty much everyone in my life.
That's not my one.
That's mine and our friend St. John.
Okay, yep.
So, and he at the end of it, he said, that was pretty lit, fam. And, you know, and he's someone who's also over 30. So we're pretty in with it and on it.
I'll tell you what, I will accept your invitation to make a handshake as long as we do one of these in the middle of it.
Oh, like a little hip bump. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, because the whole thing is about embracing that particular relationship, yeah. Right? So I feel like ours, you like to czar me. We have this thing where it breaks my heart. We'll go to shake hand, and every time without fail.
Pull away.
And it's so aggressive. And I now try and race to get your hand, and I've never got it. So I feel like that's a natural, like,
Good. All right. Solid. We're going to put that on our socials. I'll film us.
Do you want to do like a stanky drop?
We should. Why not?
Yeah, that's very us.
We'll film our secret handshake. Yeah. And only you at K-Rock Geelong can experience it with us.
I implore you to do this with everyone in your life, whether it's your boss, your mum, your mum's boss. I don't care. I feel like we need to bring it back because I have been living a high lifestyle since last night, ever since I've discovered that I could do this now.
I'm so excited.
I feel like I need a license. It's dangerous. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Tim, I need you to stay with me, not poo-poo this.
All right.
Because
I'll put both poos away for the time being.
I feel it coming.
Okay.
Because I need to talk about the moon this weekend.
The moon, okay. Now, we got Kendra, who works in the promotions team. She came in and she described what was it last week? There was a red blood moon or there was a solar eclipse, sorry.
Something about a pink.
I think it was just a solar eclipse.
Right.
And it was all about the energy of the universe. And I'm always open for hearing it. A lot of it is interesting.
Well, you know how I've been like, I've just been in a fighting mood this week.
It's so
maybe annoying. It hasn't come across on air, but off air significantly.
You're so wound tight.
You've copped a lot of it this week. I've just been ready to fight.
Oh, just this week. Not the last 7 years of knowing you.
No, particularly this week. I've just been on edge. And I've realised, thanks to this astrologer, and her warning that apparently this week is supposed to be very intense and challenging because of Saturday's moon that is coming, right? It's set to spark chaos.
Right.
Yes.
But you're experiencing pre-moon chaos then, Jess.
Well, Tim, it's our favourite time of year. Mercury's in retrograde.
Oh, is it? Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Is Mercury always in retrograde?
Did either of us say Mercury?
Yeah, I know, but it always seems like, oh, yeah, it's in retrograde.
Well, a lot of things, different planets go into retrograde.
Okay.
But Mercury's in retrograde at the moment, and apparently this Saturday we're getting the full flower moon, and these two things and the lunar eclipse this Saturday are going to combine, and this astrologer is warning
lunar
people.
Eclipse.
Yep. People, they're warning people, hey, don't make any big decisions because your emotions are heightened.
Right.
Don't go traveling very far because you don't want to, like, it's a risk to go traveling very far. And
you sound like you've lost your mind.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's an emotional.
You're just doing a lot of this back and forward swaying with your hands.
It's an emotional time, and you don't want to risk, like, relationships with people around you. This is why you and I, like, I've been ready to scrap this week.
But not with me. You're ready to scrap in general. And see, the problem that I find with it is, if that's how you're feeling and that's how you identify, that you think that because Mercury's in Gatorade and it's messing with your bits and whatnot, But are you saying it's messing with all of us?
Yes.
Because I haven't felt on edge this week.
Okay. Do you smell that? I think you're poo-pooing on this situation.
No. I'm just to see. You're like, yeah, I'm fired up. So this is how I've been feeling. But I'm saying I haven't felt that. So is that not okay that I have not felt like I want to punch on with an old woman that's crossing the street?
Well, maybe it's perhaps because you're a man, Tim, because lunar eclipses represent feminine
energy.
Here we go. And typically...
I'm the problem again. Straight white man. Yep, it's my fault. I put my hand up. Yep, just existing. I'm the bad guy.
Typically, it affects females more so than it does males because we're just like... We've got heightened emotions already.
Yeah, but you're...
And the moon is getting involved
you've
now.
You've always had heightened emotions.
How dare you?
You live on a teeter-tot of full-blown breakdowns.
I'll cry. Do you want me to cry?
If we can end the show, yes. All right, so watch out for the flower moon this weekend.
Don't make any big decisions.
All right.
Don't sign any paperwork.
Okay. All right, well, there goes the budgeting time I was going to spend with my wife this weekend. You know what? I'm all about the flower moon all of a sudden. It's Tim and Jess.
K-Rock 955.
It's not nice to be in trouble with the law, is it?
No.
It's one of those things where you go, all right, if I can get through my life without causing any ruckus, you know, with the law, that's probably preferred.
Have you been in trouble with the law?
I have an issue and I can't seem to escape the Canadian government.
The Canadian government?
So I'm going to say almost 7 years ago today, well, 7 years ago loosely, sorry.
Yeah.
I was in Canada for a holiday. For not very long. I think I maybe spent 4 days there. I was doing a North American trip.
Is this when you were in America?
Yes. So it was like 95% America. Yep. Couple of days up in Toronto, Niagara Falls.
Is that where you spent, you accidentally spent $300 at a sushi restaurant?
Yes.
Yep, cool. With you.
So what happened is the day that I was leaving, I left from Toronto and it was the day that I was flying back to Australia. So got an Uber from my hotel to the airport. Flew from Toronto to LA, LA back to Melbourne. Big day on planes. Big days on planes.
Yeah.
And
one of those like layover tours that you can only do when you're in your 20s.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I'm going to save $300 if I just take 4 stopovers and 3 days to get home.
I would never do it again.
Me either.
And so, yeah, 7 years ago. And because my card was acting up while I was overseas, the Uber fare didn't transaction. Like the transaction never happened.
Oh.
And when I got back to Australia, I had all these notifications on my app and all these emails going, you owe us $7 Canadian. We're shutting down your account until you pay us the money.
That's right. You've been using Menulog all this time because you didn't have an Uber account.
And then I'm going to say in 2019, 2 years later, I was getting an Uber from the Adelaide airport to a friend's wedding. And it was like, sorry, bro, you owe us $7 Canadian.
So pay it, you tight ass. What are you
and
doing?
And so, because I thought I'd paid it. And then, so I'm sitting in the Uber and the guy says, sorry, you've got to get out because you can't pay me. And I was like, no, I can't. So I'm sitting there at like the bus stop. And then I get a call from my bank and they're like, hey, we've cancelled your cards. There seems to be some sketchy stuff. Seems like someone might have your card in Canada. And I was like, no, it's me. I'm trying to pay off this thing. And for whatever reason, it didn't work.
It's me. I'm the problem. Yeah. It's me.
And then 2 nights ago, my wife was like, I really can't be bothered cooking. Do you want to get some delivery food? And I was like, yeah, I'll get on my phone. I'll do it. I start ordering and I get to the checkout and it's like, you owe us $7 Canadian. And I've looked at the thing. It's like, pick your card you want to pay with. I have kaput trying to pay this money off. 7 different cards. And
why do you have 7 different cards?
No, this has been since 2019.
Oh, my God.
I've put all these cards on that we've got, and it just won't take the money out of it. And I can't move forward with my life because the Canadian government thinks I'm a criminal because I have 7 CAD that I haven't paid Uber.
What's the translation? The translation.
$7 Canadian would probably be 12 to 13 Australia. Right. Anywhere between 10 to 13 maybe.
So cheap.
Yeah, but I tried. And finally now that Apple Pay is a thing, when it happened, I was like, you beauty, I'll Apple Pay it. Do the double tap on the side of my phone.
Nothing.
It won't take my money. I feel like a Mountie is getting on a plane right now to come
take
and track
my money,
me down.
Eh?
I'm trying to give the Canadian government their money, but it keeps saying that I'm not doing it. I don't know what to do.
Do we have a Canadian listener? Is there anyone from Canada that lives in Geelong in the Surf Coast?
Help! I want to pay the money.
Maybe you need to call Uber.
I don't want to.
I know you don't want to.
I've tried to pay this off for 7 years and it just doesn't work. There's something wrong with the app. There's the Canadian police, the Mounties. They're going to come on their moose and they're going to hunt me down and take me back over there and imprison me. I don't know what to do, Jess.
It'll probably be a lovely prison, though. Yeah, I'm sure
they'd be very grateful to have me. I probably could leave any time I want. Chappelle Corby style.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
And Tim, I'm 52232955. We got into a little bit of a conversation about what would you be your final meal, your last meal, because Dwayne The Rock Johnson, the most electrifying man in all of sports and entertainment, he has come out and said that his last meal would be a double dough pizza. Don't even know what double dough means. I guess thick.
Double thickness of dough.
Which, yep. You know, immediately we would not work out as a couple because I'm a thin crust girly all the way.
I like that you're imagining your fake life with him, so that's good. Okay.
He would go a double dough pizza on which half is bacon and pineapple and the other half is pepperoni. Just terrible pizza.
It seems a bit basic.
Terrible last meal.
I guess, but it's super individual to you because I just described what I think my final meal would be and it ranges a lot.
I've had your pumpkin pesto pasta. I understand why you'd want it as your last meal.
It's something that I really like. You're tossing up between a steak and a Zinger box by the sounds of it, which is weird.
And then I just thought about it. It'd probably be my mum's lasagna. That is the one I'd go for.
All right, well, Robbie in Drysdale, what would your last meal be?
My last meal would be a roast lamb and gravy with the trimmings.
Yeah.
Yep. A nice Sunday roast.
Yeah. And for dessert, a hot chocolate self-sourcing pudding with vanilla ice cream.
Oh, Robbie, I love a self-sourcing pudding.
This is my father-in-law's ideal final meal as well. This is when I go and visit. This is what we have on. So we have Sunday roast and then there's a self-sourcing pudding. So it's absolutely rewarding.
That's a good one.
We're a big fan. Kirby in Brimley, what would your last meal be?
Mine would be a dry-aged steak with red wine jus.
I love how specific everyone's going with this.
Oh, no, I've thought about this for a while and it's pretty much stayed the same with sweet potato fries and...
Sweet potato? You're picking sweet potato as the last fries you ever eat?
Sweet potato is the best.
I can't actually eat a lot of regular potato. It makes me like really bloated and disgusting, and I hate it.
Kirby, could I try and steer you away from a red wine jus and lean into like a béarnaise sauce, like a herbed béarnaise sauce? I had it for the first time a few weeks ago, and it was so
Mr.
nice.
Mr. President over here.
Thank you.
I'm lactose intolerant, so... no.
That'll do it. Your last meal has so many limitations.
Hey, but no, Kirby, last meal... It doesn't matter if you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, if you're
enjoy.
I would want to enjoy it. I like that stuff, though.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
I thought Jess was offering a great out there to be like, you know what? Doesn't really matter. I could toot my way.
I'd go full cream milk. Yeah, Why not?
Oh. Things are getting wild. All right, last one. Macca in Torquay.
You've thought about this a long time, haven't you, Macca?
Hey, guys. I have given it a bit of a thought. You know, I'm a pretty plain type of guy. I love a pub meal. I would just go a double Mexican parmy, sweet potato chips with
sweet
a garlic aioli.
Wow.
And I'm not much of a sweets person, so I'm going to wash that down with an absolute truckload of Blackman's Brewery beer.
Nice.
Getting the plugs in there.
This
You're going to walk into the brewery later on and be like, oh, guys, I mentioned you on the radio. I was wondering if I could get that truckload of beer that I was promised.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.